In the news, officials from South Korea and North Korea announced Tuesday they had reached an agreement. South Korea agreed to end its propaganda broadcasting into North Korea after Pyongyang expressed regret about a recent landmine explosion that wounded two soldiers from the South. The two sides were holding talks at the Panmunjom Truce Village. The talks began on Saturday after North Korean leader Kim Jong-un had declared a quasi-state of war against the South. Last week, the two Koreas also exchanged artillery fire. No deaths were reported. South Korea's presidential security advisor said the two countries also agreed to hold talks again soon about improving relations. The United States, an ally of South Korea, welcomed the agreement. State Department spokesman John Kirby called the agreement a compromise. He said it is now up to North Korea to act and not simply make assurances about its military activities along the border between the two countries. Police are searching thousands of homes and buildings in Bangkok for clues in a bomb attack at a religious shrine a week ago. The bombing killed at least 20 people and injured more than 100 others. No one has claimed responsibility for the attack. Police say they need to examine more than 10,000 places in the Thai capital, some more than once. More than 1,000 police officers, soldiers, and others are involved in the search. Thai officials want to show travelers that Bangkok is safe. French President François Hollande has given the country's highest award, the Legion of Honor, to three Americans and a Briton. The four men stopped a heavily armed gunman from killing people on a train Friday. Mr. Hollande said the actions of the men are, in his words, a message of courage, solidarity, and hope. Spanish officials say the attacker is a 25-year-old man from Morocco. He reportedly was in Syria sometime during the past year. Asian stock markets closed down sharply Monday. The drop in Asia continued a slide on international financial markets that started last week. The falling value of stock shares is linked to fears that China's economy is slowing more than had been expected. Monday, the leading measure of Chinese stocks was down almost 8.5%. Traders were watching to see what steps the Chinese government might take to help the economy. In Japan, the Nikkei index lost 4.6% of its value. The Japanese stock market closed at its lowest level in 6 months. Hong Kong's Hang Seng index fell 4.9%. World oil prices also fell Monday. Oil prices recently dropped below $40 a barrel for the first time in several years. Two giant pandas were born Saturday at the Smithsonian Institution's National Zoo in Washington, D.C. The second cub was born 5 hours after the first. The sexes of each animal will be announced at a later date.